I'm really glad everybody came tonight. We're going to go and start. I've asked several speakers to speak. If you've never been here before,
today's Father's Day, so we're going to talk about their dad.
So tonight, Sister Heather Wolf has volunteered to go first, so we're going to have her come and speak about her father. When she gets done, she'll have him stand, be acknowledged. He's here tonight. Sister Heather?
Okay, so I was asked to talk about my dad this evening. So a few things about my dad that I like is he's always taught me the truth and all about God and how a Christian should act and live in their life. My dad has always been one to give and put others before himself and loves everyone and will take the time to explain when people don't understand why we do something. My dad has taught me that God should always be priority. And then when I have my family and my own, two things I want to pass on is to put God first, and no matter what you're doing, do your best. I was asked if I wanted to be just like my dad. I had to say no on that one because I do admire him, but I want to make my own memories and walk with God. Either way, my dad has given me many godly habits. One of them is putting myself in other people's shoes, that has taught me not to judge so quickly, because if you take a step back, you might see something you missed before. That's also probably my dad's best trait. In my Christian walk with God, my dad has taught me to dress and act like a Christian and all about the Bible and God. I was thinking how I could define my dad, and I came up with this. A father is someone who should always be there for you, someone you can count on, who is trustworthy enough to tell everything, who you can love even when you're mad at, who will challenge you to be the best version of yourself, someone who can yell at you but then go back and say you're sorry and how much you love them. I think my dad deserves the world, and I know I don't say it enough, but I love you and I'm proud of you and I'm proud of your daughter.
Her father is Brother Keith Wolf. He is here. He's right there. Sister Hannah. Presley.
If you can't speak up a little bit.
Oh, there's a lot of people here. Okay, my dad is Jim Presley. He's right over there. So Brother Chris gave all of us a piece of paper, and there were a lot of questions on there. And so one of the questions were, what is your dad's best traits? My dad is really good at talking to people, and he is also good at making sure that no matter what we do, God comes before anything. A lesson that my dad has taught me is that we should always be kind to other people and that God should always be number one in our life. My dad has a lot of favorite hobbies, but his favorite are probably fishing and hunting, even though every time he comes home, he always comes home empty-handed. A Bible verse that my dad reminds me of is Abraham. Abraham was a very nice person who cared for everyone, and he also listened to God. So I think my dad is kind of like him. I'm so thankful for him, and I think he's such a good dad, and I'm glad I can call him Dad. Happy Father's Day.
All right, appreciate that. Brother Presley is over here. He's asked to leave now to drive the golf carts. So we appreciate Brother Presley. All right. We're going with Sister Susan Vossler. I believe I saw her here.
Susan?
Sharon. Excuse me. Yes. Excited to be here. Maybe that's a problem, Mike. All right.
Okay. So, my dad has been a strong Christian influence on me and taught us lots of things. Some things that make him unique are he's great at grilling steak and hamburgers, and he takes us on awesome vacations all over the country, and he's taken us to Canada too, and it's great to see all the beautiful creation, and we were in the Canadian Rockies, and we got to see down the mountain ranges, and it was really cool, and he has a keen sense of direction. We'll be somewhere, and he'd say, that's north, or that's west. And it's really helpful if you're lost in a corn maze. I mean, he can get you out. He lives on a Canadian prairie, so he knows which way is what. you can't talk about him without talking about his laugh. It's unique, and you can't always tell where he is. Some things he enjoys doing are fishing and woodworking, and he was an excellent hunter, and he liked hunting coyotes. He also was very athletic. He won trophies for curling, and some other sports he played were volleyball and ice hockey. And some lessons he has taught me are praying and seeking advice before making a decision, and he's very hard working. He's taught me to be faithful to God and attending church, and he taught us to never give up. An example is we were looking for a new car, and even though it took a long time to find one, he told us to keep on praying, and God provided. Lastly, he taught us to give to others. I'm thankful for our father, who's a Christian example to me. Happy Father's Day.
Sister Sharon's father is sitting right behind him. You can raise your hand. Ah, yeah, there he is. Beautiful. Appreciate Brother Vossler. We know a little bit more about him now. So I appreciate everybody speaking. These people that are speaking are very nervous. So Brother Cody Dotson is here.
Okay, so Brother Chris said we're nervous. No, I'm not nervous. I speak in front of large audiences, like, all the time at school. Okay. So, kind words about my dad is cool, loving, caring, godly, jokester, and strong. Lessons he has taught me is to take pride in what you do and have self-respect in your work. And that a man only has two things in life, is one, his word, and two, his work, and to be good in both. When I start my own family, things I'm going to teach my kids is to be godly. My father's best trait is that he has a big heart. What makes my dad unique is he's a really big Steelers fan, just like me. What he does to be the best dad is he likes football, and again, he likes the Steelers. What he has instilled in me is praying, reading the Bible, Sunday school, and going to church. Happy Father's Day.
All right, so he mentioned his father's Brother John Dotson in the back there. So very nice job, Brother Cody. Alyssa Miller is going to speak about her father tonight. Unfortunately, he cannot be here tonight. He needs a lot of prayer. So let's remember her father. All right.
Okay. So Brother Chris asked me if I would speak about my father, and obviously I said yes because I'm standing up here. Probably all of you know, but my dad's Johnny Miller. So on the paper that Brother Chris gave us all, I've chosen two questions to answer. One of those questions said, what lessons has your father taught you? My father has taught me to forgive others and to be loving, kind, caring, and a hard worker. Anyone who knows my dad knows that he's very hardworking, he's kind, he's loving, he loves everybody. And another question said, what godly habits has your father instilled in you? One of the godly habits that my dad has instilled in me is to always make time to read and pray, even if you have a busy day. It's very important to make time to talk to God every day. I'm so thankful for a godly father. Some people don't have a Christian father, and I can say how blessed I am to have a father who serves God and who has shown me that living for God is the best decision I have ever made. Happy Father's Day.
All right, Sister Elise Bramer is going to speak about her father.
Okay. First off, I just want to say happy Father's Day to not only my dad, but all the other wonderful dads in this room. I hope you all had a good day, and I also hope that you know that you are loved and appreciated, not only by your children, but also by God. If any of you don't know, my dad is Joe Bramer. He's over there. One of the things I love most about my dad is his love for God. He's also one of the most hardworking people I know. He would do just about anything for the people he loves. I can think of many times where he has sacrificed his own wants or needs for the happiness and well-being of his family. My dad is also very loving, and he tries his best to be funny, but the key word is tries. Sometimes when I'm riding in the car with him, whether it's 7 in the morning driving to school or 9 p.m. going to a friend's house, he's always trying to crack jokes and make me smile. They aren't always the funniest, and sometimes they're a little obnoxious, but at least he tries. I'm just kidding. You're funny most of the time. Thank you for everything you do. Happy Father's Day.
Appreciate dad jokes, and Joe was in the back. So we have, I believe Hannah Watts is going to speak about her father. All right. Yeah.
Okay, so my dad is Josh Kim. He has been there my whole life, obviously, and he's been a huge pillar in my life. A few lessons that he has taught me that I try to live up to is when, say, our rooms are messy, he will tell us that our rooms are like our little practice houses, so we should start taking care of it now, so that when we get our own house, we will know how to keep it clean and take care of it. He's taught me to never give up or to say I can't. Like, say he told me to lift a whole car above my head and I said I couldn't. He would sit there all night until I lifted the car above my head. Don't think he's actually done that because a spaghetti noodle arms can't do that. So the Bible character I would compare my dad to is Samson because he's big and scary. I'm just kidding. So, I think my dad is a lot like Job, because when he is put in a hard situation, he goes straight to God, or when he feels his kids need, he prays for them, or he just prays for them whenever, just cause. No matter how hard the devil goes after him, he always turns to God and prays in his full faith, and he lets God handle the rest. My dad is the best dad, because he is always there for me. He always has a solution for my problems, and I know I can always count on him for anything.
All right, Brother Josh Kemp is right here, so appreciate Brother Josh. All right, Brother Mitchell, the plane is going to talk about his father.
My dad is Joe McClain. Some may know him as Joey McDaddy. Some kind words. He's caring, puts others before himself, smart, and funny sometimes. Lessons that he has taught me is teaching me to do things right away. He likes to tell me to do something. If I don't get up and do it right away, he'll start counting. Every number is a day that I'm grounded. It didn't start off very good. So I told him he needs to start with zero. Because I need a chance, at least. Some things that he's taught me that I want to pass down to my family is if you want something in life, you have to do it. Get it. Do it yourself. One time we were at a coffee shop. It was a long time ago. Like, I was probably like 5. And there's a big cookie. And I wanted it. And I told him, go give me the cookie. He didn't. He said, if I want something in life, I have to go do it myself. Went up there, got a cookie, tasted disgusting, but I learned my lesson. Do I want to be like my father? Yeah. Maybe not ground my kids as much, but yeah. Some things that makes my dad unique is he's competitive. He tries to play spike ball and disc golf, even though I beat him. And if I don't, it's because I wasn't trying or something. But, some godly habits that he has taught me is that you will be whoever you tell yourself that you're going to be. If you tell yourself you're going to be somebody who will get up every day, read God's word, then that's who you'll be. And my dad's best trait? Well, a lot of people say that I look like my dad, so his best trait must be his looks.
All right, Brother Joe's in the back. Mitchell's father, so appreciate Brother Joe and Brother Mitchell. Sister Juliana DeVries is going to talk about her father.
All right, guys, so that's my dad over there. He's the big guy with the goofy grin. So, a little bit about my father. He loves being outside. Anything that has to do with hunting, fishing, camping, hiking, working, or trying to make us do things we don't want to do, he enjoys. He likes to put his all into everything, and sometimes he likes to push us to put more than our all into everything. He loves to help everybody. He's always the first one to jump up when it appears that somebody might need help. He likes to help people. He's a pretty big guy, but he's actually a big softie, and I've learned that if I'm gonna get in trouble, it should probably be by him, because usually it ends up not as bad as it starts. He's also really good at communicating, most of the time. My grandfather has dementia, and he has learned how to talk to him, and it's pretty entertaining to watch, actually. But it's good, and it's awesome, and as long as he doesn't talk to me like that, we'll be fine. What makes him unique? His voice carries very well, so he doesn't try to be loud, but he is. And I think I get that from him, so I'm sorry if I'm seeming obnoxious. It's just him. Something else about him is he really hates to pay people to do stuff for him. So he'll watch every YouTube video known to man about something, and then he'll go out and do it himself. And it might turn out okay. It might turn out great, and then everybody involved thinks he's an expert at everything. He's just really good at watching YouTube. Lessons he's taught me to pass on to my future family is to put God first no matter what. Church comes first, God comes first, God's people come first. Do it right the first time so you don't have to do it over again. That's a big one. Don't ever give up, persevere. Stand up for what you believe in. So I said my dad takes things to the extreme. I used to work at Home Depot. And one time he saw somebody stealing something, and he chased them out the building. It was terrifying. I was embarrassed. He's really good at embarrassing me. But hey, he got the stuff back, so that was cool. He's also really good at teaching us how to plan for our future, and he likes to talk to us about money. Godly habits. Put God in church first no matter what. I guess I already said that. Know what you believe in and be able to stick with it even when everyone else disagrees. Stand up for what you know is right. He's always put an importance on doing devotions and reading and praying daily. I said for a Bible character, he would be like Gideon because he leads a small army every day. My mom calls it a circus, but also Gideon was obedient even when it didn't really make sense why God was trying to tell him to make his army smaller. My dad's really I'm sorry. What I was getting at was my dad's really obedient, and he always, any decision, he prays about it, and he's very cautious, especially big decisions, but also little decisions. It's always go pray about it and then make your decision. I'm really thankful for a father who does his best to connect with us and teach us about God and then also how to prepare for our future. And then the last question that I chose is my dad the best? This can get pretty intense with him, so he's probably not the best for you guys, and he's super embarrassing too, but every disagreement we have, he still shows love, and at the end of every day, I know that he wants the best for all of us kids, and I definitely think he's the best dad for me, and I'm thankful that God placed me with him.
I believe that's, wait a minute, right there in the back, I forgot about Brother Carr. What happened was I put someone else down twice. Cody Dotson, sorry about that. I put you down twice. It's Colton Carr. Yeah. All right, brother. All right.
My dad is Ramey Carr, back there in the corner. He's also known as Loud. Very loud. Okay. So one thing that makes him the best father is his very goofy attitude. Whether you'll be getting dropped off at school and walking into school and all you hear is, "Dad, Dad loves you." Or him making up random words like Jupiteristus. One lesson he's taught me is to stand up for something or you'll fall for anything. I learned to use that in my Christian walk with God and also my daily life for sports and school. Do I want to be like my father? I'd say yeah in a few ways. He's very hardworking, always comes home with his signature bright brown tan. Hopefully I don't get that, but it's okay. And he loves his kids. He always takes time to say, "I love you," to his children, wife, and the macaroni and cheese. One godly habit he's installed in me is you don't ever miss church. If you're feeling sick, take an ibuprofen and get in the car. My father's best trait is that he's always supportive of everything I do. Whether I'm having a bad day, he always brings me back up and tells me that tomorrow will be better. Thanks for being the best dad I could have asked for.
I appreciate everybody speaking about their father, and I know probably most of you will be doing a little extra more tours around the home next week or two, but I appreciate that. I appreciate most of them speaking from the heart, and those of you that have any questions or want to talk to their parents afterwards, feel free. I forgot to mention Brother Ramey's in the back. You can raise your hand there. So that's Colton's father, Brother Ramey. Appreciate him and all the work that he's done. And